We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Lamed Sif Ches, says the Mechaber. Nola Lashmona, the baby which was born in the 8th month, which we mentioned before, is assumed that it will not be able to live. Osafik ben Shavu ben Shmona Shalagamar Sarasi Parnov. Or if it is unclear whether it was born in the 7th or 8th month, but we see that it does not have complete fingernails or hair. Asal Taltalo, that baby is Muksa. Of Limo Shocha Alav Mnikaso Mnitzara Chalashamitzara, but the mother is allowed to hold it against her chest because of the pain of the milk. Vichain Hiba Atzmi Cholo Tzibiyada Hachalav Hamitzarosa, and she as well is allowed to express the milk because of the pain which she has. The Mishnah Berurah explains that it must be that she is expressing that milk with her hands because that is not the derech of mefarik, and it is holeich le'ibud, since it is going to be lost. You are not collecting it; rather, you are doing it onto the ground. Therefore, it is permissible. It is also malacha shein etzrich legufa, and b'makom tzar they were not gozer. This we discussed a couple of simanim ago. The issues related to nursing and pumping. So, pumping le'ibud is going to be permissible. The other option is to put soap into a container and then pump into that container. The Avnei Nezer says that you can even pump and then dump out, as long as you do it little by little, such that not enough collects, so that it will be a chash of mefari. Siftes, miyasha mevari havalon shenisparko machmas sar haleda. You are allowed to straighten out the bones of the baby, which became a little bit bent during the birthing process. The Mishnah Berurah says that, quotes the Magen Avraham, who says that this is only on that day that the baby is born, but not afterwards. Well, there are some who say that anytime you are allowed to straighten out the bones on Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach relates this to the issue of having a retainer or braces or something like that to straighten out your teeth, and he says that even those that would say that you can't straighten out the bones on Shabbos, you can definitely straighten out your teeth on Shabbos, because that is not nikar at all. The process of straightening is not seen from those who see the braces from the outside. You can wrap up the baby in clothing in order that his bones do not get bent out of shape, in order that his limbs do not get bent out of shape. If part of the tongue drops, mutar lasam etzba lasoch pivlasalik arlam koma of bishapamim shemeki, you can stick your finger in to get the tongue out, even though it might cause him to vomit, because it does not always cause him to vomit, and we are not gozer mishum refua, because this is something which happens often, apparently, in the time of the Gemara. Simen shin lamed aleph, dine mila b'shabbos. Sif aleph, osim kol tzarchei mila b'shabbos. You can do anything which is needed to be done for a bris mila on Shabbos, can be done on the Shabbos. Mohalin, you do the actual mila. Uporin, you can pull back the orla. Umotzitin, you can do the mitzitza. Vindosnin aleph, come on in places. Besamim, that they used to place onto the body for refua purposes, that was permissible. They felt that it was a sakana if you didn't do mitzitza, and sakana if you didn't do this kamon as well. And the Berlacha here takes this opportunity to discuss the issues of mitzitza b'peh or mitzitza b'kli, but we will not discuss that.